And welcome to In-Game Chat for, this is January, what is this, 8th? Yeah, January 8th, 2008.
You got it.
Fuck, no I don't, 2009. January 8th, 2009.
Man, I've been doing that shit all week.
It'll
I keep talking about
bit.
Next year at PAX, and people are like, you mean this year? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, this is essentially our first episode of 2009, but...
The games that are coming out next year, you mean this year? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We're the official podcast, colonyofgamers.com. You can check us out there, or you can hit us up at ingamechat.net. If you'd like to get in touch with us, it's everyone at ingamechat.net. Normally you'd be listening to, you know, me and Jeremy and James, and we'd be going over gaming news and plenty of that stuff, but James out sick. It is just me and Jeremy this week, and we were thinking about how to do a show. We attempted to do a show earlier this week.
And it sucked.
It sucked. And in the middle of the show, I started getting updates on my Twitter feed of other things going on with the whole Yu-Gi-Oh! buying 1UP and eliminating EGM, and then I started getting updates on, wait, there's a lot more going on than what the press release states. And so we stopped the recording, and I started digging deeper, and things started snowballing so badly that it was just, you know, the show we had done, man, that show,
mm-hmm.
to put that out there
after that happened?
Yeah. It would have been ridiculous.
Well, and watching us flounder around, you know, towards the 45-minute mark, trying to figure out what's going on over at 1UP.
Yeah. Trying to figure out all the details. Anyway, as you know, before we were in Game Chat, we also were in another podcast. We took over the mantle of that podcast from a guy named Philip Kohler, Kefkaterin, who graciously handed us the baton, as it were, and which has done nothing but great things for us. And Phil went on to work for 1UP, I believe, as their news editor over there. We've got Phil on the phone right now. Phil, you there?
Hello, I am here.
Thanks, Ben. Hey, I appreciate you giving us your time tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
What you were one of the casualties of all of this. How many people in total? It was about 30, wasn't it?
It was somewhere between 30 and 40. It was a lot of people. It was a very large portion of the 1UP network staff that was cut.
Yeah, I believe how many people stayed, or how many people were left?
Like, you know, I'm not sure of the exact number on the who are left. I know on the editorial side, it's something along the lines of like maybe 10 to 15 people. You know, a much smaller site. I think that. I think it was Matt Leone in his blog post on 1UP about the whole situation. He's one of the editors who remains, and he said it was more people than when 1UP originally launched, because they originally launched with a very small crew,
mm-hmm.
but much smaller than it was, you know, a week ago.
Yeah, very much so. Did you guys see this coming?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know how much I can speak to in exact detail about the order of events, but, you know, there were the rumors a few weeks ago that that Yu-Gi-Oh! Was going to be buying us, and, you know, so we had some idea that there was the possibility of somebody, of this big company buying us. And honestly, like, to us, that's a good thing, and I think Sam Kennedy has been going around saying this on forums and such as well, and he's correct, like, that's a good thing, because Ziff Davis, the company that owned us previously, they don't have a lot of money right now, and they didn't have a lot of money to support 1UP, and they've been trying to sell us for quite some time, I think. So us getting sold isn't inherently a bad thing. We did find out very quickly, or at least a lot of us suspected very quickly, that there would probably be layoffs if the buyout happened.
Well, yeah, there was the rumor was even the rumor back I think in December of the buyout was that EGM would probably be a casualty.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody, you know, the writing on the wall for EGM has been there forever.
Man, the writing on the wall for print media, as far as the game industry is concerned, is... Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I mean, there are print magazines that are working. I think one of the guys over at Future wrote an article this week, along with everything that's happening, pointing out, like, hey, Future still has a lot of magazines that are running, and we're doing fine. You know, I don't know how Future's doing, but they have a lot of magazines running. There's still gaming magazines out there, but... you know, you've seen Ziff one by one shutting down all their magazines.
Yeah.
And then they just shut down, what was it, the PC magazine. So, yeah, we knew that EGM probably did not have a long life in 2009. We didn't know when it was going to go, and we just kind of kept our heads down and kept focused on, you know, putting out the best issues possible. But yeah, so we thought that, you know, if the buyout happened, we thought that there would probably be layoffs. I don't think anybody in the company expected that they would be as big as they were. You know, even the highest up people like Sam Kennedy and Simon Cox, I don't think anyone expected that this many people would get laid off.
No, it was a complete shock. The other night, Twitter became your source for news, as everybody's personal Twitter feeds were saying, well, I just got canned, or I just got let go. And I know that so-and-so just got let go as well. This is the end of this.
I know on my end, I can say that one of the first things I realized that after everything had happened was, you know, I need to make a Twitter account now. because it's just a good way to get your name out there and everything and to get people paying attention to whatever I'm doing next. So I went home that night, and I signed up and made one. And since that time, I guess this would have been on midnight, the night that we found out about everything going down, the night that we found out we were being laid off. And since then, I've gotten 2,800 followers, I think.
God.
Wow.
Some totally unbelievable amount. Like, okay. I can't even fathom it.
Let's compare. I got mine during the week of E3 and so far have 75 followers.
It's crazy. I don't know how it happened, but, you know, I'm thankful for every single person who has. If there's anybody listening who wants to follow me on Twitter, it's twitter.com/pkohler.
Yeah, PK. No. What is it? I suck at names.
PKOLLAR.
Yes. Find him there or go to Psycho Boy 2 and you can find him through there too. Add me. What was your day like on Tuesday? Go through your day.
Well, I guess, again, I don't know how much detail I can go into on the actual process of what happened, but as far as like leading up to it, you know, I came to work, it was a normal day. We'd kind of been informed earlier in the week, or I guess on Monday, that we would probably find out, you know, if that deal was going to happen this week or not. So we were all kind of anxious, excited to see what happened, and a little nervous, of course, you know, because we were worried about if there would be layoffs, how many there would be, et cetera.
Yeah.
What happened then was at some point in the late morning, What They Play, John Davison's website, did a news story on another website. I think it was paidcontent.org.
I believe it was,
posted. Yeah, they had apparently briefly posted an article saying that the buyout had happened, that UGO had purchased 1UP, and that EGM was closing. And then they'd taken that article down. They must have had the inside word somehow, and they had posted it too early or something. But John Davison posted that article over on What They Play. And, of course, that got sent around the office, and everybody's like, well, what's going on? And we were just told, you know, hold on. We'll have word for you soon. We'll have some meetings before the end of the day, and you guys will know what's going on. We had a meeting, and we found out. I mean, like I said, I don't know how much detail I can go to on this, but essentially we had a meeting a couple hours later and found out that, like I said, that about 30 to 40 people were being laid off. And we were told basically you have until 1 p.m. tomorrow to clean out your stuff.
Oh my God.
So it was pretty fast. I mean, I guess the big deal then was just letting it sink in and figuring out, like, oh my God, this is so huge. How many people have been let go, and trying to figure out what we were going to do from there.
Yeah, it's always a shock. There's no silver lining to any of that. Well, I don't know. Maybe there is, actually, honestly. And we'll get to that a little bit later.
I wouldn't say that there is. Yeah, I think there is. And, we can talk about that. But, you know, I think it's a crappy situation. There's no denying that.
I'm glad it actually... I guess I'm kind of... if it was to happen, I'm glad it sort of happened after the holidays rather than right before.
Well, that was the thing, is we were actually, originally, we had thought that we would find out before the holidays, and that kind of got delayed, and I'm sort of glad as well, or it would have been a much more somber visit at home over the holidays.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, and it's like, you know, it could have, I guess if you got to count your blessings in that sort of thing, that, well, at least it happened after Christmas and after the holidays and everything, you know, so... It's always a tough thing. I know when this when the radio station here that we record this show at that I work for, it's my day job. I know when we were bought 4 years ago, I had only ever worked at this building and for the company that was being sold. But there were tons of people here who had all been through the revolving door that is radio, and had said, "Oh crap! This is the end. Here it comes." They were all expecting the death knell. Well, it never actually came, and we were very grateful for that. But the tension that was around the place was just so thick. With
yeah, and I mean, I think we've kind of had that in the office as well. Like, just, you know, not even before we knew that there was some potential of UGO or any other company buying us. Just the last, you know, 3 or 4 months in general, that we've had, you know, we've had a lot of people leaving 1UP over the course of the years, and you know, we've watched the economy getting worse and worse. We've watched publishers and people being hit by various layoffs and such, and we saw also recently in the games industry, or in the game journalism side of things, there have been some layoffs, like over at GameSpot. You know, we have some buddies over at GameSpot; they're just down the street from us. So, you know, we've all had that kind of tension in the office as well, that kind of worry of, you know, is the axe going to fall on us, and when, and how, you know, how big is it going to be? Again, I don't know that many people in the office suspected it would be this big, but yeah, that's just how it was, I guess.
When did you start working for them?
I was hired for 1UP almost a year ago. It would have been March of 2008. And I mean, I was freelancing for them for quite a while before then, but that's when I was hired full time as the news editor.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it was around August of 07 when I know you pretty much packed it up as far as the radio show was concerned, and, you know, focused your time on doing that freelance and that work for 1UP.
Yeah, that's correct.
I believe, yeah. And then, of course, because we've actually, you know what? I thought about this. We've had you on the show with every different, you know, promotion that you've gotten. We had you on when you started working more closely with 1UP and passed the baton off to us. Then we had you on for the Movie Guys.
Yes.
For that one. Then we had you on when you got news editor.
And that was short-lived. I forgot about that.
Oh, man, we remember your legacy. Then we had you on for movie, or not movie guest, we had you on for when you became editor over at 1UP. Then we had you on for when you did 1UP FM. I believe we had you on for that one, too, as well.
Yeah,
so,
I believe
you
did.
We're just following your career.
Well, thank you guys so much for supporting me. I owe you.
In the ins and the outs. You know, and speaking of, you might as well continue the tradition, huh? And tell us, you know, what you're doing now.
Yeah. Well, I think, like I said, immediately what happened as we were letting stuff sink in was trying to figure out, okay, well, where do we go from here? You know, what do we do next?
To the bar.
And, that's where a lot of people went, understandably. I actually went, that night I hung out with the 1UP Show guys, Matt Chandernay and Ryan O'Donnell and Jay Freshette, and my girlfriend Amanda Oxner and Nick Sutner was there as well, and we all had cake to help ourselves feel better, and we discussed the future, what we want to be doing, and, you know, what plans we can feasibly put into action at this point. And the first thing we decided, you know, actually I was thinking about this within 20 minutes of that meeting, was we've got to keep podcasting, and we've got to do it now.
That's the biggest uproar, actually, that I noticed from all these layoffs. It wasn't that, you know, I wasn't hearing, oh God, where are all my reviews going to come from anymore? It was, oh hell, I don't have the 1UP Show anymore. I don't have, you know,
yeah,
I don't
well,
have 1UP FM.
You know,
I don't have 1UP yours, you know.
Yeah, and I think I've always loved 1UP for a lot of reasons, and one of the reasons is their editorial content. 1UP's always had really great writers, you know, really great people writing reviews, previews, everything. But every other site does reviews and previews and everything as well.
Mm-hmm. These guys.
The one thing that really set 1UP apart from everyone else was original audio podcasts, original video podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1UP show especially was just, as far as I'm concerned, it was totally groundbreaking. I mean, listening, or rather watching the 1UP show, and I remember when I started watching it, it was probably in their third season or something, and I immediately went back and watched every episode just in a row. That's what made me want to work at 1UP, and that's the same thing I've heard from everybody who's watched it. Like, all of my friends say, I started watching the 1UP show, now I want to work in your office, too. It seems like such an awesome place. And
yeah,
that's sort of what it, like, I think I've even heard Ryan O'Donnell describe it before as almost, it's practically PR for 1UP, because you watch it and you think, man, these guys are cool. They just sit around talking about video games. That's what I want to do. I think that a lot of people were really bummed to hear about that.
Oh, a ton.
Rightfully so.
Well, we know that at least about, how many people picked you up on Twitter? 20 some odd hundred?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we know at least that many, and probably more, were totally and completely bummed to hear about the podcast going away. However,
and to be fair, I mean, I want to be fair to 1UP, what still exists at 1UP today as well. And I know that they are planning to continue doing video content of some sort. I'm not sure how exactly that will shake out, since a lot of the video team is gone. But I know that they are planning something, as well as they are still going to do at least a few podcasts. And again, we'll see how that shakes out for them. I'll definitely be paying attention. You know, it sucks being laid off, but I don't want to just say, you know, 1UP or UGO or anyone here is an awful entity. Don't ever go see them. I'm definitely going to be watching out for whatever 1UP produces next, but it's not going to be the same, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so yeah.
People say that it's not. It wasn't the site that made the show; it was the people that made the show, and those people are no longer there to make those shows. And so, I don't know. It's And for people that do stick around and watch or take in whatever it is that they decide to deliver, are going to either have to get used to it or just take it as it is. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, there's some great people left at 1UP too. Like, everybody who they kept is extremely talented and intelligent. It's just not. It's not everybody. It's not going to be the same, whatever it is. And you know, we'll see. I think the key is going to be for whoever is involved in creating whatever comes next from 1UP, they have to realize that it's not going to be the same, and they have to work from there. We'll see what happens. But like I said, we discuss things. I talked to Anthony Gallegos and Nick Sutner, and we realized that we need to keep doing podcasts, and we need to do our first one right away while people are still paying attention, because I should also take some time out to say the outpour of support has been just amazing. In the couple of days since this happened, I have received probably over, between like Twitter and Facebook and my email and 1UP messages and everything, I've probably received over 5,000 messages from people, just like messages of support.
Wow. Well,
which is unbelievable. It's so unbelievable. And, like, I love everybody who has sent me something so much. It's just amazing.
Well, you should tell them.
What's that?
I was going to say, well, you should tell them what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to, I mean, we also knew, though, that while we were getting all this support, that the internet has a very short attention span. So we wanted to get something out right away, which is why you can actually go to eat-sleep-game.com, and we've put up the first episode. Right now we're calling it Rebel FM, in remembrance of 1UP FM, the old podcast that Nick and I used to do. And, yeah, the first episode is already up. It's about, about 2 hours long in 1UP fashion, and we're gonna just keep... keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it weekly, I think. We're going to have different guests. We're going to try and highlight a lot of people who used to be, who were laid off, and hopefully help people keep track of where they're going next. Yeah. This week, it was Nick, Anthony, myself, and Nick's roommate Arthur are the we're the full crew. The full-time crew will be there every week. But we were also joined this week by Matt Chandernay and Ryan O'Donnell of the One Up Show, and also Jade, who people probably know best as the GameStop girl from GFW Radio.
I remember, yeah.
So we had a nice crew of people, and I think next week we're going to have Andrew Pfister, Skip Pfister, who is the podcast producer at One Up.
Yeah.
Ex-podcast producer, and then also Shane Bettenhausen, fan favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're just going to keep bringing in different people and talk about games and let people know, you know, what everybody is doing next.
Well, that was the big. I think that was the big thing. It was like, well, what's going to happen? Not necessarily what's going to happen to, you know, my podcast and my subscriptions and that sort of thing. It was sort of like, what's going to happen with these people? What are they going to do? And what are they going to, are they going to have a chance to give us something? Are they going to, you know, where are they headed? What are, I want to be there when they start up their new thing. Cause obviously the thing you hear the most is, wow, they need to pull a giant bomb, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I think that there's stuff being discussed with various people, and, you know, we'll see what happens. It's definitely going to be an interesting, you know, few weeks, interesting few months while we see where this develops.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I would say that, you know, it's not a terribly easy economy to launch a game website in. So, I mean, if something happens, and, you know, I would be extremely excited if it does, it's probably going to be a slow process. It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while to get people together and get them excited and to figure out exactly what whatever we do next should be.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I have no doubt that everybody who is laid off, and all these people are extremely intelligent, talented people, we're all going to find work. You know, we're going to survive. It's just going to be, you know, a matter of being patient and of working through a lot of difficulties. And yeah, it's a crappy time to be unemployed, but I think we're all going to be okay.
It is a shitty time to be unemployed. As we just said,
it is.
This is your first time you've been with us where we don't actually have to worry about the FCC. But yes, it is a shitty time to be unemployed. You know, I was talking with some guys here at the station. I said, you know, it's sort of double-edged sword right now. It's a scary time to be out of a job because nobody's hiring. And it's a scary time to be with a job because everybody's cutting back.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
It's a really insecure environment out there right now on both sides of it. I kind of want to go back to your days at 1UP. I don't know how many times you've told this whole story of everything that's happened in the past 48 hours, but what's your favorite memory from being at 1UP?
Oh, my favorite memory. There's a lot. I think the thing that really stands out to me, and this is also a turning point in a lot of other ways, but I mean, not too long ago, you guys probably remember Jeff Green, who was editor in chief of Computer Gaming World and Games for Windows Magazine.
Yeah.
You know, on the GFW Radio podcast, very very popular 1UP personality. Extremely amazing human being, just intelligent guy, super friendly, very helpful, and I would say key in helping me get into the industry. And he left 1UP, man, what was it, in September, was it, probably?
I think it was, yeah.
September or October. And but when he left 1UP, I mean, that was very upsetting and traumatic for all of us. You know, we all knew that things weren't going to be the same around the office once Jeff was gone. He made everybody happy. Mm-hmm. And we knew that there was definitely going to be something missing from the office afterwards. And sure enough, there was. But the last few weeks before he left, you know, we pitched in and we put together a lot of really great stuff for him, and including this fantastic Jeff Green farewell video that you can find on ongamevideos.com. And this video, we each, everybody around the office filmed their own special, unique goodbye to them. Nick and I did a 1UP FM one that was great. And we also did this, man, I don't even know what movie it's from. This is going to be me showing how young I am, but it was like a parody of the funeral scene from one of the Star Trek movies.
Probably Spock's, but...
What's that?
That probably
make it the second one,
yeah, it
right?
would be...
I think so.
It was the end of Wrath.
Yeah, I think that's probably correct. And, we did this a parody of that where Simon Cox, gave a speech, and it was excellent. And the video turned out just amazing. We played it for Jeff on his last day. We all went out to eat lunch with Jeff. It was just a really great day of, like, showing this awesome person how much we appreciated him and how much we were going to miss him. And like I said, I think it was a real turning point at 1UP because, you know, after Jeff left, it was a very different office.
Yeah. Well, I don't, what do you foresee for yourself? I mean, what are you, other than the podcast you're working on now, what are you going to try and do? Do you want to get back into game journalism, or do you want to do what some of the other guys in journalism have done and gone off to work for developers?
I'm not too interested in working for the development side, although I will say, if there are any developers or publishers listening and you have a job for an English major who can write and talk about games but can't do much else, you know, look me up. I would also say I would move away from the term game journalism, which is something that I've just kind of realized recently that I'm not as interested in the journalism aspect of it, but I am interested in writing about games. I'm interested in writing reviews and criticism about games and interesting features and articles about games. I wouldn't necessarily call it journalism, but I think that's what I want to see. That's what I'm going to be trying to do. So like I said, not so much the news stuff, which I would have been doing in my news editor role at 1UP, but more of like reviews, previews, really interesting things that I can write about games.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be digging for as much freelance work as I can find. I've already got a couple of things lined up, and I'm going to be pushing for a lot more, and hopefully I'll be able to find that stuff and be writing a lot and pushing it out on my Twitter and letting people know where I am at any one time. And hopefully if I keep doing that long enough, I'll be able to find something full-time again.
Well, I mean, you've always got a home over at colonyofgamers.com, so, you know.
Of course.
Definitely.
I'm going to be appearing on, like, just a stupid number of podcasts in a couple of weeks. Like, if there's anybody listening who listens to multiple gaming podcasts, they're going to be totally sick of me. I'm on this show. I know I'm going to appear on the Gamers with Jobs show this week as well. And then the Co-Opticast. And I've got other stuff lined up for next week, so... I apologize in advance. You're going to be hearing my voice all over for a couple of weeks. Hopefully after that, people will give me enough work that I can shut up.
I don't know. People putting you on these shows, you ought to just go and do your own show.
I'm going to be doing that too. I'm going to be doing the Rebel FM. Like I said, every single week we'll be doing that. But right now I want to get out there and, you know, let people know that, that we're doing new stuff and let people know to pay attention. So I'm going to be doing a bunch of shows.
Now, you know, earlier in the show here, I asked you what your day was like on Tuesday when it all went down. What take us through your day today. What did you do today?
Oh, God. The nice thing is I got to sleep until, like, 11, so that was cool.
What time did you normally have to get up?
I have about an hour commute into the city. I'm usually up by, like, 8 a.m. or so, maybe earlier, getting ready and heading out the door. So it was nice getting to sleep in. My plan today was actually to just play video games all day. I was like, all right, now I've been laid off. I don't have a job. Now I have time to play video games finally, because I had never had time to play them before. So I was just going to play video games all day. That did not turn out to be the case, though. I went, the first thing I did, of course, when I got up was check my email, and I had like 600 new emails. So... I had to dig through those and talking to people. I actually got some work lined up. I'm going to be writing some stories for What They Play, which is excellent.
Cool.
And, so I'm actually despite being laid off, I'm just as busy as I was before, just as unable to actually take time to play video games. But
well, I mean,
so that's really been my day, though. It's just lots of sitting at the computer like normal, talking to people, getting some stuff worked out. Just not getting paid for it at the moment.
Before we go, I don't want to keep you too much longer, but
oh, dude, no worries. I don't have anything to do these days.
Well, I was going to go into what do you think about all the and you know what. I know you well enough to know that what you'll tell me are your personal feelings, and if you really thought Phil is of the mind, and most of you guys that know him, that if you actually don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it at all. So I was just kind of wondering what your thought is on all the massive amount of just hate being spewed towards UGO.
Well, I mean, I expected it totally. Like, once I knew about the number, you know, 1UP is a site that's very much based around its personalities. Everybody knows that who visits 1UP. That's the reason you keep coming back, right? You know, you keep coming back because you want to know. It's not because you want, you know, necessarily, like, I want the latest review or preview for X game. It's because you specifically want to know, what does Garnet Lee think about this game? What does Jeremy Parrish think about this game?
Well, yeah, because you develop that, you know, when, let's say you read somebody's review and you think, okay, I'm going to buy that game. You play it and it's like, yes, this guy was right. I can trust him with what they tell me about a particular game. So if I'm ever on the fence, I just find out what they think about it, and we're kind of in line of the same mind.
Yeah.
So
I mean, more so than a site like GameSpot or a site like IGN, it's very much based around specific individual personalities, and they let a lot of them go. So I knew there was going to be a very big backlash. So I mean, I expected all of this. I would say that, you know, and I think Sam Kennedy and others have gone and said this on forums, but, you know, you can't really blame. This is the problem with the situation, is that there's not anyone you can easily point the blame at. I mean, you know, part of it's just the crappy economy. Part of it's just how business works.
Uh-huh.
And part of it is just that, you know, 1UP has been sort of mismanaged at a very upper level. Like not, I'm not saying like Sam Kennedy or Simon Cox, like those guys. I mean, even above them, on a very like upper business level, I think 1UP has been mismanaged for a long time by Ziff Davis, and so there were a lot of problems that were almost insurmountable by the time UGO bought us. So what I would say is, you know, I think that people want somebody to blame for it, but that there's not anybody very easy to blame for it.
Yeah.
I guess I would just reiterate what I said earlier, which is, you know, even if you're upset, and, you know, God knows I am, don't just like say, I'm never going to 1UP again. You know, if you stop going to 1UP, I think we said this on the first episode of Rebel FM. If you stop going to 1UP, it should be because the quality of their content isn't good anymore.
Right.
But for now, you know, give them a chance. Pay attention, see what they're going to be doing, and if it turns out bad, then stop going. But if it, you know, if it's still good quality content, support them, and, you know, hopefully it will still be good. I know that I'm going to try to be freelancing for them if they'll let me, and I'm sure that a lot of the others who are laid off will probably still be doing some work on 1UP as well from time to time, and hopefully the content will not suffer. I know that specifically Sam Kennedy has gotten a lot of hate, which is really unfortunate because, you know, I'm positive that he had, you know, no voice in what happened here. Like, he didn't have any say in who was let go or the number of people that were let go.
You usually don't hear from those people at all. The people that do have,
yeah, exactly. That's exactly, and that's why I'm saying it's hard to blame somebody, because, like, even the people at Ziff Davis, who I think probably didn't manage 1UP very well for a long time, we don't know who those people are, because they're not big public faces like some of the people at 1UP would be. Yeah. So,
You know, in a situation
it's
like
hard,
this,
but
when people are that upset and looking for someone to blame, you know, it's
the first person that speaks.
Yeah, if you open your mouth and say anything, you had better choose your words absolutely perfectly.
Yeah,
or they will.
And that was, that's exactly what the problem was. Is that, I mean, Sam did a blog post. He did an interview with MTV Multiplayer, and he had a few phrases that, you know, he said things that, you know, sort of stung, I think, for the people who are laid off and for the people who were upset that so many had been laid off. He didn't choose his words probably as carefully as he could have. But regardless of that, you know, it's definitely not what happened isn't his fault. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he shouldn't be blamed for it. Neither should anybody who's left at 1UP. And there's no reason to stop supporting those guys. I mean, as long as they keep producing quality content, even if it's not the same quality content that we had before, you know, you should definitely keep going to 1UP.
Yeah. Did you get any? Were there any surprises from those emails you were getting? Did you hear from anyone that you're like, oh wow, I got an email from so and so or anything like that?
I've had a couple. I mean, if you guys know Jonathan Mann, you might know him as Game Jew.
Game Jew?
Yeah, he used to do I don't know how much he does now. I know he still does a lot of music, but he used to do songs specifically about like retro games.
Yeah.
And I've been a fan of his for a long time. He does these just, you know, short, catchy little songs. They're really cute. I like them. And he did a song that was a tribute to EGM and 1UP. You can find it on YouTube. I can't remember the title, but if you look up Jonathan Mann, I think you can probably find it. And that's a Jonathan and then Mann. Mm-hmm. It's a great song, though, and it was really touching. And I left a comment saying, hey, I really appreciate the song. You're welcome to come on Rebel FM anytime. And he found me on Facebook and sent me a message and said, hey, you know, I live in Berkeley, so we should hang out, and I'll definitely do Rebel FM. I've been a fan of this guy for so long, and I had no idea that he lived anywhere near me. So that was a really exciting surprise. So, you know, hopefully he'll be on Rebel FM sometime, and hopefully we'll be hanging out soon. So that was really exciting. Other than that, it was just, I mean, like I said, the sheer number of people, lots of people who I really respect. You know, I got a message from Dan Shu mm-hmm. and talked with him for a little while, and it was really nice hearing from him and, you know, knowing that he's supporting us as well and thinking about us. And like Patrick Klepek and, you know, lots of people, a bunch of the Joystick guys sent me messages.
Yeah.
The Gamers with Job guys, you guys, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I called you. I called you. Well, I called you for some confirmation, really. I called you because it was a weird because me and Jeremy were sitting here. It's like, should we call him? Like, I didn't want to call you and have you on the show like immediately or anything like that. I was just like, should we call him and see? I mean, what if this is true, or what if this is out and he doesn't know yet, or you know,
yeah.
It was a little shaky, and you know, I called you and I really didn't know what I was like. You answered the phone, and I think I said, hey, how's it going? Stupidly, you know. To
be fair, I probably answered. It's going fine.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And Scott was really nervous about calling. I was like, man, just pick up the phone and dial the number. Man.
Hey, I called like two other. I called
because that's easy for me to say. I wasn't the one dialing.
You weren't the one dialing the number. So. I called Track Zero up. I called Drew to see if he had talked to you. To see if it was okay to call. Nick called me up. BA Penguin. To see if I had heard anything as well, and you know, finally gave you a call. But yeah, it was just it was confused chaos, you know, as to what was really going on, because we had press releases all coming out of the woodwork saying, you know, hey, we bought this, and blah blah blah, nothing will change, or whatever it was.
That was the confusing part, and I think that was the part that, you know, some of the people laid off, including myself, kind of took offense to, and right. some of the fans took offense to, is that the press releases and the statements that they put out to websites that they were being interviewed with and stuff, where they said, you know, they said, oh, we're going to be keeping much of the staff, and nothing's going to change. We're going to be the exact same 1UP. And, like, clearly that's impossible right now.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe in the future, like, you know, maybe if things look upward, if the economy improves and, you know, if they're able to like bring people back, or if they're able to freelance out in certain ways, you know, like maybe they will get closer to the original or to the same one up, like they said they intended. But for the moment, with the staff that they have right now, it's just impossible.
They're one up in name only. You know,
and like I said, you know, I'm excited to see what they do. They've still got people who produce really quality content. It was just that specific statement, I think, confused and angered a lot of people.
Mm. Yeah, no, totally. It was just very confusing to see this. And then, you know, not gaming publications, but the gaming news sites were throwing out the press releases that they were getting for all of this stuff. That was one word you were getting. And then Twitter was telling a completely different story.
And
you were trying to find out. Even some forums were like, "Oh wait, we're hearing this. We got this. There's this. That so and so has been let go." And then it just, again, like I said earlier, it just snowballed into this thing of like, "Oh my God, what the hell is going on here?" Shock. You know, was most of it. We're all hoping that everyone. You and everybody involved and everybody who were affected by this, that you guys are all going to land on your feet and really continue doing what you were doing. Maybe with somebody else now, but still, just they miss that and they want it.
That's absolutely what we're hoping as well. And like I said, just keep paying attention to the Twitter, keep paying attention to Rebel FM. I know that Matt Chandernay and Ryan O'Donnell and Jay Frechette and Cesar Quintero, all those game videos guys, they're all planning stuff. So watch out for what they're going to be doing. And yeah, hopefully very soon we will all be gainfully employed in some fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, here's hoping you will, man. And I don't know. I hope I see you. Are you going to be at PAX this year? I know it's a little early, but I'm like, when am I going to see him? Maybe at E3, maybe at PAX. I don't know.
I doubt I will be at E3 unless I'm with somebody else by then. We'll see what's happening then. That's a long ways off. I mean, PAX is longer off, but I will say that if barring something big getting in the way, yeah. I will absolutely be at PAX this year.
Good. It'll be great to see
you,
man.
Totally my plan.
Well, thank you for coming on the show here and telling us all about this stuff. Again, it was a sad day. Seriously, it was a very sad day. Even the next day was kind of pretty depressing. As it goes on, obviously we see that, well, you guys are doing Rebel FM. I'm sure there's going to be other upstarts from the other guys involved as well. And, if you want to know what's going on, you need to, apparently Twitter is the place to be. That's where you need to be. Just follow them on Twitter and you guys will let us know.
Or you can add my Facebook as well. I will be, updating that a little bit as well. So,
man, I am on Scott, like every time we get together about getting a Facebook account, he'll ask me something. Hey, did you do such and such? I'm like, yeah, I did. And you'd know that if you had a Facebook account.
You should do it.
It's really funny when somebody's like, yeah, Facebook's
essential now.
I know. And then I watched Microsoft's keynote last night, and they said that they're teaming up with Facebook. Windows 7, I think, I don't know if it's Windows 7 or Windows Live is teaming up with Facebook to do a lot of it. I was like, yeah, fuck Facebook.
Man, if I have a Facebook account, like, because you know how resistant I am to stuff like that. So.
Tell you what, when James gets a Facebook account, then I'll know I'm behind.
James is.
I will say that I think three or four people from 1UP were laid off, who were against. They were also in the anti Facebook camp.
Yeah.
And after it happened, that was one of their first moves too. They got a Facebook to make sure they could keep in touch with everyone.
Oh God. Okay. Fine. Anyway, thanks again for coming on. Please keep us posted with everything you're doing and. Pop in over at COG and say hello from time to time.
Yeah, I do want to say, also, I do want to say, I know that there were a huge number of guys over at Colony of Gamers posting in support of me, and specifically, I do want to send out a huge thank you to that community and to all of you guys. Hopefully you understand why I didn't have time to go over and actually post something, but soon I will try and be over there posting a little more often. I did notice all the kind words being said and everything, and I'm extremely, extremely thankful for all of you.
Yeah, man. Well, we miss you over there. Come on by, say hello, And
hopefully I can come on the show sometime and do just a regular show.
Yeah.
Where we actually talk about games.
Yeah, well, that would be great, actually. We would love to have you on for that. You know, obviously.
First, I'd better find time to actually play games.
Well, I was going to ask you, what's the first game you played since you've had free time now?
I honestly, since I found out I was being laid off, I have not had time to play anything. But I mean, the game that I've played the most of recently, and I talk about this a lot on Rebel FM, is just World of Warcraft. Lich King has me back into that full time. So, but I also have a huge stack here of games from late 2008 that I'm just dying to dig into that I haven't even played yet. Thankfully, I bought all of those, you know, while I still had a job. So I have a lot of stuff to hold me over now.
Yeah, well, enjoy the gaming. I've still got you on my friends list on the 360.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I've got you on my PS3, I think, as well. But yeah, enjoy the gaming, man, and best of luck
to you.
Yeah, yeah, best of luck to you and everybody else involved, and say hello to Amanda for us.
And, we'll be
absolutely. Thanks, guys.
And we will talk to you later, man.
Yeah, thank you.
And that was Philip Kohler, former news editor of 1UP, and now, of course, over with Rebel FM. We are going to be back next week. Only one episode this week, and we're sorry it came so late in the week. It was just, again, we tried to do a show on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're really sorry it turned out this way. Hopefully next week we'll be back on our normal schedule.
Yeah, and James will be back with us. He got sick, and he also had to work, so... but we're hoping it'll be better. We've got plenty to talk about. The news has been building up, even beyond the whole 1UP fiasco. News has been building up with stuff out there. Jeremy finally finished Metal Gear Solid 4.
Huzzah, yeah.
So we
did.
Gotta talk about that.
To talk about that, but need James here to talk about that.
I wonder if he's finished Prince of Persia.
No.
Well, we've got two things going against us in that realm. Warcraft and Fallout.
Warcraft, Fallout, work, and being sick. Yeah,
yeah, of course.
There's a lot of stuff yeah, against us there and getting him.
But
to
but yeah, we'll be back next week with hopefully a full run here of in-game chat. So thanks for joining us. And again, if you want to get in touch with us, everyone at ingamechat.net, and we will see you next week.